On January 29, 2019, Lockie Jones, a 3.5-year-old boy, was found dead, face up in the sewage ponds on the outskirts of a town in the bottom of New Zealand's South Island. A year or so later, I started getting calls from the little boy's father, Paul Jones. By now, the police had closed the case, death by drowning, no suspicious circumstances.
I know my son didn't walk out there. I'm his dad.
Paul Jones was adamant that none of it stacked up.
His body was stone cold. I don't think he went missing anywhere near the time that they've suggested he was missing.
Kia ora, I'm Melanie Reid, Newsroom's Investigations Editor. Welcome to the preview of Season 2 of The Boy in the Water. I know you've all been waiting very patiently for the next season of this podcast, and we thank you for your continued support and interest. As most of our listeners know, we've been investigating this case for about 4 years now. In that time, the police case has been closed, reopened, and closed again. In 2023, at the conclusion of Season 1 of The Boy in the Water, police announced a review of its handling of the investigation into Lockie's death, and the matter was also referred to the IPCA, the Independent Police Conduct Authority of New Zealand. Around the same time, a coronial inquest was ordered. That is when a coroner looks at all of the evidence and then decides on the facts of the death. The inquest is due to start soon in New Zealand's southernmost city, Invercargill. It's about a 45-minute drive south from the rural town of Gore, where Lockie lived.
Hi Paul, it's Mel.
Hi.
Are you at work?
At the moment, yeah. In between sleeps.
What does that mean? Are you busy?
Always busy, and the closer this court appearance is getting, I'm not sleeping, so I'm very tired.
I've called Paul Jones, Lockie's father, to see how he is ahead of the inquest. I find him where he usually is, at work at the courier depot in Gore.
Oh, why aren't you sleeping? What's going on?
Oh, just a bit of apprehension. Just looking back on it for the last 5.5 years and how much of a struggle it's been, and now looking forward to it, and it's getting quite exciting, so to have all my questions answered, hopefully.
The inquest into Lockie's death begins April 29th, 2024, and the coroner is Alexander Ho. It's been set down for 3 weeks, and a second phase is scheduled in August for another 2 weeks. Coroner Ho has outlined issues to be examined during the coronial process. Here's an actor reading an edited version.
Does the evidence establish that the pathologist was correct to conclude that Lachlan died from drowning? What were the circumstances that led to Lachlan being found in the pond on the evening of the 29th of January 2019? Does the evidence establish or exclude the contentions advanced by Paul Jones and Karen Smith, including that other individuals were involved in Lachlan's death, and or the circumstances of his death included neglect?
Coroner Ho has already visited Gore as part of the inquest, where he made the 1.2-kilometre walk from Lockie's house to the sewage oxidation ponds where Lockie's body was found. Over the course of Season 1 of The Boy in the Water, we have detailed numerous issues and concerns surrounding the circumstances and the investigation of the toddler's death.
If that's the policing in this country, we're fucked.
There were people that needed to be spoken to that weren't spoken to.
It says it's impossible, using the pathology, to exclude somebody else having been involved.
Police haven't requested cell phone data.
I've questioned new people that the police never spoke to.
The official story has always been that Lockie ran away from home about 9 p.m, climbed a gate or fence, and went about 1.2 kilometres over a rough track to the end of the ponds, fell in and drowned. Strangely, Lockie had no marks or even scratches on his bare feet.
As we know, police ruled Lockie's death was an accidental drowning, but Lockie's dad, Paul, has always disputed this.
Why am I here 5.5 years down the track fighting this battle where if the job was done properly from the night my son was found in those ponds, would I be here now? I don't think so. I think there would have been another outcome.
In terms of the police investigation, here is an edited version of what the coroner has said, that while the adequacy of the police investigation into Lockie's death is...
not in itself a focus of the inquest, questions have been raised about the investigative steps taken or omitted by the police.
And as such...
will to some extent require me to consider the criticisms of the investigation that have been made.
At the inquest, there are 9 parties who have been given interested party status. An interested party is defined as a representative of the immediate family or any person whose conduct is likely to be called into question during the inquiry, and any other person or organisation who has an interest in the death greater than that of a member of the public. There are a further 20 or so witnesses listed who will be called to give evidence. These include police officers from the initial investigation, the pathologists who carried out the post-mortem, and forensic pathologists who have since reviewed the evidence. Paul Jones' lawyer, Max Simpkins, will be acting on his behalf.
How is your lawyer going, getting his head around all the intricate details of the case?
Oh, he's definitely got his head around it, but I don't think it sits well with him either, to be honest with you. Moving forward on that, he said, it's just, what a bloody battle you had. And I said, exactly, mate.
Is Karen Maguire going to be coming to the inquest?
Yep, definitely she'll be coming, yep.
She'll be coming with bells on, won't she?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Karen Maguire is Paul Jones' longtime friend and staunchest ally.
Dog never picked up a scent.
The police
until,
dog?
Yeah, until 40 metres out. That would indicate he was either carried out there or driven out there.
There's nothing that they've ever given me to say he walked out there.
And if he'd fallen into that water, it's on such a gradient that, hands out first, because that's what little kids do to protect themselves. There's not a mark on his body. It's perfect. None of it adds up.
What we do know is that the temperature that night was around 30 degrees. The water temperature was approximately 66, 67 degrees.
One of the key figures in our investigation is Karen Smith, a retired forensic detective and crime scene investigator from the US. She featured in our final episode of Season 1 and was highly critical of the police handling of the Lockie Jones case.
It wasn't what I would call a thorough investigation. It wasn't an investigation at all. It was an immediate conclusion.
She's definitely be appearing at some stage, so, yep. She's done a lot of analysis and had a lot of experts do a lot of work.
Lockie would have been how old now?
He would have been 9 years old, and he would have been having his school holidays with every other child that's having their school holidays. I'm sure ever since he's gone that Lockie's guided me in the right direction, and He's kept my feet on the ground and earthed, and there's been a lot of grief and a lot of heartache. Without Lockie believing in me, I don't know what would have happened.
Coming soon, Season 2 of The Boy in the Water. Myself and my team are relocating to Invercargill for the duration of the inquest, where we have access to the direct audio link from the courtroom. We will be bringing you this new season as the inquest unfolds, and hope we will all finally find out what really happened to little Lockie Jones. I'm Melanie Reed, and this is a newsroom.co.nz production. Keep up to date through our social media pages by searching Melanie Reed Investigates.